Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Note by Note Radio Show. It's your host, the Iron Glasses, and we have an incredible show for you tonight. Jesse is running a little behind. He is in what he classified as California traffic. So he is making his way to his studio to get logged in and broadcast with us tonight. But tonight, gracing us with his presence is... Let's see, the host of Behind the Screen, also the host of presents.
Forget my other show?
The Cinephiles.
Thank you.
Sorry. On Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
Behind the Screen Sunday nights. Part owner of Curiosity Media. Stage manager, all that good jazz. Dan the man.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Happy that I'm here to fill in.
I'm glad that you agreed to it, man. I really do appreciate it, catching me in a pinch there. Obviously, we didn't know Jesse was going to get caught in traffic, but at least that's the, that's all it is. It's just, traffic. So
I mean, he said
5-10 minutes, so we'll be hearing from him shortly. So bad. So what's going on in Danland?
Honestly, not a whole lot.
We've
got a new manager at work. Kind of an asshole.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Yeah. Doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Would rather, sit on a computer than help.
Yeah.
Spends, 10 hours a day, 5-day schedule that he completely fucks up. Doesn't help us put up inventory.
Wow.
Yeah, the other day we were putting up our inventory. We get our big truck that comes in with all of our inventory.
Right. Restock from what you sold for the last week or whatever.
Yeah. And, we're all putting it away and all helping out and everything. And right in the middle of it, of us, taking care of customers and putting up truck and, dealing with everything that's going around, he decides that's a good time to empty the outside trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Just
I'm going to take the trash out while I'm watching all you guys work your asses off putting all this shit up, plus taking care of customers.
Yeah.
Well, that's a typical manager for you.
You guys like 15 years younger than me. And then, I'm busting.
Didn't that piss you off?
Yeah.
And see, and that's what I hated so much about my old boss, Joe.
not the fact that he's younger than me. I don't care because my last GM was younger than me. He'd been with the company for 10 years. And knew what the fuck he was doing. The fact that this guy is 25, 27, whatever, and just got hired on straight to the GM.
Yeah.
And, absolutely refuses to help and will use every excuse in the book do the work that we do and then sit out front and make it look like he's doing something. and leave a half hour early every day, at least.
Okay. Well, there's that. Maybe, it's not just the age thing. But I mean, I will say that the younger generation is lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Yeah. So maybe that, but similar situation, my old manager, he got promoted because him quit and they couldn't find anybody else to replace him.
Yeah.
And then he transferred to my job and he just thought that he was just king shit because he was a GM. And, after several times of putting it, let go. but that's news now, because, hell, that was two shops ago. I've done transferred to another shop and then left that shop and went to another shop.
See, my view on a manager is, and I've got maybe an old school version, maybe like a new school version of what a manager should be. If you come in as a general manager, like you are the boss of that shop or store or whatever.
Right.
And you don't exactly know how the company works. My view
you're
is,
new.
Yeah. My view is I'm coming in because they hired me into this position because I have a track record of being able to manage people. So you're bringing me in to manage people. So when I come in, I'm managing people. However, I know shit about the other aspects of the job.
Right.
So my ass is going to be there with every motherfucker that's there, from the newest hire to the most senior person in that store, in that shop, whatever, learning every aspect.
Yeah.
Because that's my job. As a general manager, I'm not just there to tell people, hey, you need to go do this, you need to go do this. I'm making my schedule la-di-da-di-da. Now, my job is to be able to, number one, take care of the company first.
Yeah.
Number two, fill in.
If need be.
And number three, be knowledgeable in the areas of that store, shop, whatever.
Yeah. And you just don't have that right now.
That
gives shit.
No, like I'm the assistant manager. I should be the one that he's coming to for everything because I've been
so
at
you
that
can
store.
So you can fill him in on things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't give two shits.
No.
Doesn't ask you nothing.
No.
Yeah.
No, and if I say something or if I correct him on something, he acts like I insulted his intelligence.
See, and thank you. And that's the same thing I try to do with that guy Joe, because he was transferred in from another store, states away, and I'm like, look, just try to be helpful, and this is how things run around here, and da 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 da, and that's all I ever try to do was just be helpful, and it's like he took it as an insult. So, and then when I quit trying to fucking help him,
yeah,
I got really upset.
Yeah,
because I quit fucking trying because. But give it a shit.
Yeah. Because
you're obviously a fucking idiot.
You're not going to listen.
Can't do nothing with you. Yeah, exactly.
I did have...
You're all fucking high and mighty with your fucking, I'm the GM shit. No one gives a shit, okay? Because you're fucking, well, at the time he was 29, and it's like...
yeah.
You're in charge of a bunch of fucking veterans and hard asses,
Yeah.
I mean, because at the time we had like 4 veterans in the shop. And, yeah.
My
and then you got hard asses. Me and, a buddy of mine, Trent,
are
the hard asses. So,
my thing is, so he's 27. And I'm like, okay, first off, you know shit about life. Like, you've done asset protection at Target. Like, your entire fucking, like you've worked at Target your entire career.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
Right? And I'm over here, like, that's cute. You're 27. I joined the military when you were 3, motherfucker.
Yeah.
3. I was taking care of people that were being blown up by mine when you were 5.
Fucking, it hits you a little bit, doesn't it?
So I got a little bit of woohoo the other day. So we're all standing out there talking, and he's, you know, talking about like schooling and stuff like that. I don't know if he knows what type of schooling I have. I don't really care. I mean, I not want to go around and tell everybody. You know, I mean, I do it here. I do it here in the studio. I do it here
in the because it's a master's degree.
I do. But I don't tell people at the store. Not a lot of people at where I work know that I have a master's degree. Because I don't go around saying, oh, I've got a master's degree, I'm better than you. Not outside the house.
Okay.
Here inside the house.
I'm glad, okay.
Fuck you all. I got a master's degree, I'm better than you all.
You can clarify that.
The real job is I'm Tom Dog.
Bro, okay. Listen, Adam.
But we were talking, we were sitting there talking, and he was talking about going to UT and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, he's talked about going to UT here and there and taking classes at UT and stuff. He mentioned the other day that he's a couple classes away from his degree.
Bachelor's, I imagine.
Associates. Like, he doesn't even have his 2 year. And I'm like, so you took, what, 3 classes at UT? He's like, oh, I want to get into cybersecurity. You don't even have an associate's? I mean, I'm not judging by the age and stuff like that, you know, because I got my final degree at 43.
This year?
Yeah, right before I turned 44. You know, I finished my schooling at 43. So I'm not judging you on age.
Judge you on lack of education.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And when your assistant manager over here, number one, has been with the company a lot longer and knows how the company works. Number two, has extensive managerial experience in the military. Number three, holds 2 degrees specifically centered around management. You would think that you would be going to him for advice on how to make the store better. But no, you're a numbers guy, and you want to come in and be like, oh, I'm a numbers guy. We're going to do this and this and this. And I'm like, I've tried that, that, and that. It doesn't work. Well, we're going to try it. I hope this interview over here pans out. In 2 weeks, I'm gone.
Yeah, and you can have fun.
Fun running a store over here that you're going to quit in about a week because you're too much of a bitch to handle everything that's going on in the store. Yeah. Yeah. One of our employees called him out on emptying the trash while the truck was going on, and he just kind of looked at him. Yeah.
See, that's the kind I am. I don't give a shit what your fucking title is.
Yeah.
You can be my boss. You can be my boss's boss. You can be my boss's boss's boss. And I don't give 2 fucking shits. Like, I will say shit to you. Girlish, I'm in not necessarily like a pot stirrer, but I'll fucking call you out. I don't give a shit. Like,
he had just finished putting away a tote of stuff, and he went out to smoke because he's been working hard. And your customers are putting up trucks. He went outside and he was like, really? And trash while truck is going on? That's awesome. I just walked over the side of the building and smoked. The guy just looked at him. So I think he is starting to get the feeling that nobody respects him because I don't even talk to him.
It's very hard to fucking respect somebody that's in that fucking position that, A, doesn't fucking know anything about the fucking company, was a hire-in off the fucking streets.
Yeah.
You know, and has no fucking past experience with dealing with this fucking situation. It makes you wonder, like, who the fuck is hiring these people? Why the fuck are you hiring these people? Yeah. You know?
And then on top of that, my district manager just doesn't give a fuck. I'm just like, cool. Cool. Very soon, I'm going to start flooding my resume out there and applications and be like, fuck you. I'm on through Friday. I'm off at 5 every day. You have fun with your Saturday and Sunday nights working. I'll be like 5:30, 6 o'clock every night. Yeah.
You can keep your pillows in your blankets, bitch, because I'm fixing that. Meow!
Plus making 10 to 15 grand more than what you were giving me and dealing with less than I can have my own office. So, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, Yeah. Was it the? Was it the get fucked up?
Yeah.
Get fucked up.
Yeah. And on that note, I'm off the soapbox. Sorry. I had to vent. I haven't done it on any of my shows. You know, I'm only a guest here. As soon as I leave, everybody's going to forget about me. So I just had to, you know, I had to get my vent out.
No,
plus, I'm eating up time for you anyway.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that's what, you know, that's what you're here to do, you know, eat up time. So.
And I can do that very well, as you know. I can go on and on and on talking about bullshit. That's how I got my master's degree.
10-4. All right. Well, we the artist is on the line here. You staying on with me for a few minutes?
Is Jesse here yet?
Jesse is not here yet.
Okay. Well, let's get a pair of headphones that are plugged in, and
Those should be plugged in.
We're gonna find out.
Okay.
Yo.
Hey, Towns, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going down?
Not much, man, not much. So, my name is Jeremy, a.k.a. the guy in glasses. Jesse is stuck in traffic. He's going to be here any minute now, hopefully. Dan, the man here, he's in the studio. He's part of the Wiki Curiosity Media family, part owner, and runs a couple of podcasts of his own. So you're on with him now. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Doing real good. Blessed to be here and be breathing.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah,
every
man.
Every day.
Yeah. Any day on the ground is, you know, is a good day.
Yes, sir.
So the show really, man, it's all about you. You know, I try to get more contact with my artists before we have them on and stuff like that, kind of give them a rundown. But, you know, the show is really just all about you, man. So, I mean, you know, tell me, you know, there was – This is always one of my go-to questions. I ask pretty much every artist that comes on. Is there a moment or an event or something that just kind of happened? You know, I know in your bio and stuff like that. You know, your mom was always playing music and everything like that while you were growing up. So, you know. Oh, hold on. Here's Jesse.
Okay.
Hey, Jesse.
Yo.
Hey, okay, yeah. There he is. Okay, cool. Right, we got
I'm
Jesse.
I'm so sorry. I'm late, guys. Man, this has been a long day, man. California traffic is a bitch.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, man. Yeah, I was just, you know, asking Towns here, you know, what kind of thing got him into music, you know, if there was an event or you know, something that happened that, you know, kind of made
cool.
him say, hey, you know, this is what I want to do. So.
Yeah, bro.
So I grew up down there in the South. I'm talking about the South of the South. I'm talking about I'm going to the church every Sunday, and that bitch be lit than a motherfucker. I'm talking about everybody singing their ass off, and I just kind of caught the bug from there, you know. And then my mama was sitting there singing all the time, so it was kind of meant to be, man. She was actually a DJ down there too, if you can believe that one.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Okay, I got to ask this because I can hear it in your voice, and Florida's my second home, so where are you from? What part are you from?
I'm from Sanford. I'm from Criminal County, Florida. Criminal County, stand up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry. I understand. My co-host, I do this sidebar shit sometimes. But I already know. When you hear home team shit, you know home team shit. So, yeah.
Right. Hell yeah.
Well, I'm from Bradenton. You know
what
Bradenton
is? Oh, hell
yeah.
Okay, float in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where your accent at? What happened to your accent? What you do to your accent, bro?
One more time?
I said, no, I was asking my co-host, what did you do to your accent? Where'd your accent go?
I ain't got no damn accent. Yeah. I am.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Jesse's in Cali.
That's crazy, but that's where my mama from. That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
She's a big part of this thing, man, so I'm always bringing up.
Hell yeah. Good, man. You know, give credit where credit's due.
Definitely. Absolutely.
You got to love your mama shit. My mama's my business partner, so I understand 100%.
You feel me? Got your back 110% without question.
Oh yeah. That be one. In my ear like you just gonna go for that? That's the worst thing. You can't argue. You know what I'm saying? You if it's your partner, you can beef with him. You can't beef with mom. I'm like, damn.
Like, okay, you got me.
Yeah, all right, I'll go say something. Like,
real talk. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so what, okay, this is what I want to know about is what form, how did Havoc form like Voltron? How did that happen?
So a long, long time ago, remember when, like, Yahoo group chats and all that shit was going on where you go in there and rap and shit?
Yes, sir.
So around that time, we found the members' audio section on BTNHBoy.com. And so we started recording and throwing music up on there, just, you know, doing all some fan shit, you know. Let's see who can make this song. Let's see who can make that song. And eventually, we all clicked up and was like, bro, let's fucking form a motherfucking group. And that was back in goddamn 2006-ish, I want to say. And we just been rocking ever since. And we just added Ghost, who is a fucking monster, by the way. I can't wait till y'all hear some more of him because he's a beast. So we just all connected on that just for the love of music, really. We wasn't really even trying to be no big-time rappers or nothing. It was just for the love, really.
Nah, the most genuine piece of the game. We need more shit. I wish we had more like that. You know what I mean? I think we've lost that part in the music. Like, nobody just does just because. Like, I would literally do this on a park bench. Like, nobody, have you met any rappers lately that would? Said, like, I met a rapper that told me he don't rap on the weekends. I was like, damn, dog, I didn't know that was possible.
This thing every day, every single day. And now we got clicked up with Bone, so that's even crazier because that's why we started this thing. So it's like we got to go crazy. We in boot camp right now. You know what I mean?
Right. So how's that situation working out for you?
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a real beautiful thing when somebody you've been listening to your whole life. But hey, I'm at work right now. We live, dog.
Can't get it.
Nah, for sure. Okay, for sure. Never mind. So, hey, what was I talking about, my bad?
You was talking about what the situation is like with being working with Bone, being signed to that situation and all that good stuff.
So about the whole Bone situation, I mean, at first I didn't even think my fellas was being truthful. Like, I thought they was fucking with me. They was like, yo, Bone on the phone. So basically this is how it started. We was all pretty much just chilling on the music for a minute, and I get a call from my guy Rain. He's like, bro, I need you for one more project. It's this Infinity project. And so we started recording that. We got that whole thing finished, produced, everything, production, post-production, everything good. We put that thing out, and like a week later, we get a call from Lazy Bone himself talking about, hey, he want to sign us and yada, yada, yada. And so
that's what's up, bro. Hell yeah.
And so we got that sign. And then we just been in boot camp ever since. And, you know, he loved the style. He was like, y'all remind me of us back in the day. So, and basically it was like, I'm y'all Eazy-E. And that's the exact word. So, we running. We ain't playing around. We jumping.
I ain't mad at you. Shit, run it to the end of it.
You feel me? Exactly. And so we're going to put out this good music. At this point, we gave it 115%. So, shout out to Lazy, shout out to AC, shout out to Blaze. All my Motor family, you already know. All the way back to the mothership.
Oh, yeah. So you want to run us through your slew of names that you've went by? Because you went by a whole bunch. You want us run us through those?
Jay Boogie, are you new to the AKA game? You just got your first AKA, bro.
No, I mean, as far as the amount of AKAs, yeah. I mean, we've had some guys on went by some different names over the years, but you know, our boy here got a lot, so I just thought we'd touch on that just for a second here.
Yeah.
And
Well, if you think he got a lot of AKAs, don't get me started. But yeah,
you got to have fun with this shit, man. It got to come from a place of love, and that's when you get creative.
But yeah, break them AKAs down for us, because you did have a couple. I was like, man, you just
The face crook, that one's, I'm just trying to play off that motherfucking Facebook popularity, trying to get that bitch in the algorithm, you feel me? I might change my name to COVID vaccine here in a little bit. Shit, fuck it. Might as well. You know, I said you got to outsmart these motherfuckers. Got to stay one step ahead, huh?
Yeah, always. Sure.
Just having fun with it, man. It comes from a place of love, man, creativity. I never want to put myself in a box. Because you
worst
can't grow in that box.
Yeah, it's the worst place to be, especially in hip-hop. That's the worst fucking place possible. Talk about a
you
shelf
know,
life.
Real talk. You always got, you know, they got what? Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion, Snoop Fire, everything, yeah?
Right. but try to explain that to a modern-day rapper. Boy, it's like, well, you don't even know you got an expiration date.
It's crazy, man. It's all about money now, and that's crazy to me. Because it used to have a message, and we're trying to bring that back. I don't know if y'all noticed, man, but not a lot of music is sticking nowadays. We're trying to change that, too. We're trying to give y'all classic shit that y'all can hear in 20 years and still get that same feeling, that same, you know, that same just, man. Yeah. It's unexplainable sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think it's meant to stick to your ribs. It's kind of like, you know what it is? It's something I like to call the Britney Spears effect. The way they got it set up now is, and this is Jesse Lives excuse. This is what I call the Britney Spears show.
Okay, let's hear this.
Right, and this is the best. Okay, so think about it like this: when Britney was out, right, the age group that was with her, you had boys jacking off to her posters, and you had girls that wanted to.
There.
Right. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still. I think we lost Jesse.
Oh, shit.
There might be something with the connection. I don't know.
But so we on air, right?
Yeah, we live right now.
Okay, so what up, world? Town's in this motherfucker. You know what it is. Go check that Ebola out. Go check that silence out. That wake him up. You already know. Yeah.
Let's see here. So you got time, right, Towns? You gonna stay with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna put on one of your songs here, and we'll give Jesse time to call back in here, and so we can hear him again. He can finish up his little Britney Spears effect here. So we're gonna put on Kings of Underground of the Underground.
Heard.
All right.
Sounds
so here
good
we go.
To me,
yeah, just hang on the line with me, brother, all right?
Yes, sir.
You don't want that cold that's flowing. You don't want that magic feel. You don't want to need the flow that's hot, cause I got no record deal. You're coming down thick cause you're selling out quick with a full of subject. Come around bold, I'ma come around this. You stay looking at me like you never wanna be, cause I probably have a frozen pride. Never touch the ice, you don't know me, but I can see I'm through golden mice. When I tell you to walk, don't turn your back, cause you're close to be breaking the rules of life. My rules apply, who's on a cruise to a bruising lie? Cause you know I'ma crack that whip, swear to God this rap is day and night, bitch. Quick, slow, hold that stick cause I'm killing all y'all. Break it down slow when they're breaking down close. Why you looking so blank when I steal your show? Don't stop me cause I'm bossy, quit that bullshit with fake record deals. Been there, done that, this is my new life, but you never gon' steal my crown. No peace for the nut, more give me cash cause I'm paying the price. You know I'm delivered and I'm a dancer with dying cause I'm loving the ways of this flows on the line. Wanna be down, I've been close to the line, I'm predicting my lines, I'll stay alive when I die cause I gotta figure out a high five. If you want to think about it, it's out of my eyes.
We came to the underground.
They grind. And I've been thinking lately how to sell out these shows that I floated when they hear it. Them niggas like, whoa, whole gang full of hoes. Fucking up my vibe and I don't think they qualify to tell my niggas anything. Nowadays they put out anything claiming that it's hot, giving niggas big egos. Really need to stop. My crew off the chain, nigga, we off the game. Niggas better recognize we the baddest clip. And the whole globe know who havoc is. Wanna see us hanging up, not happening. Put them in a coffin, any nigga out there talking, promise they don't really wanna. I'm an in-hole parade. They don't know
code is so slick when the flow is with the real. We don't we've been dope for years, doing it major with no labels. My stable able, no fame, no space. Turn them all out, whipping in the third lane, riding by. We came and changed the whole game. Step out the crib and niggas know my name. LOST, secret stack and rain. Wanna call my bluff, that shit's insane, bitch. I'm never coming with that lame shit. Niggas living better, keep up with the lyrics that I'm spitting with you. Deep into my mission, got a reference in my click and it was over from the moment that they questioned our intentions. But they couldn't see the vision. 2020, yes, they listen, gotta get it how I'm living. Give it all that I can give it, only woman with the wicked. Never tripping over riches, all these women that be throwing at the kitten. It's a given, I'm the realest and I kill it with precision. Over call,
I'm woke, I'm wake, y'all made a mistake. Will you let me out this fucking cage? I'm a madman with a 12-gauge, I'm a fit a race. When my pen hits the page, floor wars must be made of paper. That's how I wreck the stage. I'ma shoot the devil, but I got horns on my head. Viking days, I'm hyped in a maze. Look like better day. And the flow so hot that it might set a blaze. Y'all really can't get the drop on me. I just turn on my life ablaze. I'm a type of play. One call for one sneeze and you might just rot away. I'm slightly gray, so I'm outside. Use my invoice, bitch, I'll make some pay. But let's be real, I'm deathly ill. Every verse should be worth at least 3 mil. You can tell how we murder by the beats we kill. When the flow alone can't eat the seal. Come with the bricket, tongue just terrific. It's the lungs that can spit it in the bumps. They can get it, but it's fun. I admit it when I'm picking every rhythm. And I murder the clean, so sometimes they don't get it high. King like me can wear a crown of glass and barbed wire. These thoughts escape my prison, don't get caught in a crossfire. We hardcore, killing is too hard to ignore. My feet and I sold them all once before. Let off 100 rounds, run them all, gun them down, kings of the underground.
Underground, it's your boy, Stack Fox, Stephanie, this motherfucker, stand up, we real breezy, please believe me. When the difference of a federal, dropping them off in the medical with an incredible beam, the inedible team. Milligrams, milligram, kill a man, climbing the cliffs of killing Majora, or speaking of mortars, to put the emblem of water, ready to make a bottle, soda, wearing a walk on the water, going through sound of the border, but a package for the order, got a panic in the soda, package for the order, got a panic in the soda. Matter of fact, anybody trying to step to us, if they did, it'd be murder from the rapture, was never confirmed, definitive, but never met another that was stopping us, I wanna send it with the back to us. Lay up under him, like a zebra, been a hater, I'm a smooth, I'm a red, but don't look getting ready later. And I'm ready to break it down. Let the devil with the difference of a federal. Dropping them off in the medical with an incredible beans. Eating edible teams. Milligrams, telegram, kill a man. Climbing the cliffs, I'm killing Majora. I'm speaking of motors, I'm pissing able of mother. Ready to be a kind of soda. Waving a book on the border. Going through southern the border. With the packers for the order. Cause I'm panicking the soda.
Ooh, all right then.
Kings of the underground.
Hey, right, Towns, you still with us?
Yes, sir. A little bit of cold, too.
okay. Now I'm back online, man. Sorry for the technical difficulties. But back to
it's
this Britney,
good,
back to the Britney Spears effect. So what it is this. In her prime, right? What they didn't realize about that age group, those kids were all between like third and eighth grade. So what happened was all those kids aged out. So now when them kids are 20, 30, they're looking at like, bruh, remember it's kinda like fans of Soulja Boy, man, we all did the Soulja Boy dance. But, yeah, we did it in the sixth grade. So the effect is it doesn't stick to your bones because it literally was made for teeny boppers, realizing that teeny boppers grow up. So then what do you got?
Exactly.
And that's what's happening to the music now. It's made for young minds, like young minds don't evolve. And then that's why it's not sticking, because there is nothing to stick to. Because you look back at it, it's almost like that bad haircut you had in the seventh grade. You don't want nobody to know about that shit.
I was rocking a bowl cut. Parted down the middle.
Bowl came.
Bro, I had the
blonde
Gumby
highlights.
I had the Gumby with the crazy parts, like with the freaking perm in it, trying to be like the motherfuckers I seen on the videos. And you know what I'm saying? So my shit was all fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, I can't eat shit. I'm a kid that had to fend for myself. I didn't know about haircuts until I started making money. You know what I'm saying? So,
real tough.
So, shit, BET fucked me up because they had me with all the wrong haircuts.
Yeah. So,
I came a long way. Let's go. But go ahead.
I was just going to see if Towns wanted to talk about his song there. You know, give us a little insight into that Kings of the Underground there.
So that song right there?
Yeah.
So that song right there we recorded about last year. That was off the Infinity Project. And that was the one, that was the album that actually got us noticed by Bone and Ill.
We have
about
5 minutes.
Hell yeah.
And little fun fact, that verse, I recorded that thing with no beats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we kind of like, you kind of mixed it up real proper. Like, I was kind of surprised when I heard it because I didn't rap to the beat at all.
Oh,
that's
shit.
How you know you're dealing with a real engineer. That's how you know that. That's what that is.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know so that was so basically that was that was the gateway drug then. Basically, that's the one that got y'all in the door.
Pretty much. That whole project, really. We put a lot of time and effort into it, and it really paid us back for it. You know, that's the biggest lesson we learned from that one is the more time and patience and obviously money you put into it, it's going to pay you back.
True indeed.
Especially when you're going through the proper channels, you know.
True indeed. I could do a TED Talk on that, but shit, I don't piss more people off trying to tell them that than help them. So, but yeah.
Ain't that a bitch?
It's always a bitch. Like, but as we all know, not everybody's meant to make it. You know what I mean? And you know, it's 10% music, and a lot of artists don't understand. It's literally 10% music. Everything else is business.
That's the truth.
It's facts. And I'm not even, when I say business, I'm not talking about money. And that's what we equated to. Like, how much money are you willing? No, it's like, bro, like, do you network with a purpose? Or are you just hanging around? You know, like, are you using people? Or are you building options? What are you doing? Like all those things. Hey.
That's
so hard to explain.
If I've learned anything in this music thing, it's to keep your relationship solid and don't burn bridges, man. We've got more love and more opportunities out of just showing love and being genuine and humble to people than I could ever imagine being on the flip side of that, you know?
True.
So that's for real. That you got to build them relationships.
Speaking of relationships, is your boy Lay still with the crew?
One more time, brother.
Is your boy Lay still with the crew?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Bone always been very strong solo artist, so that's always been roots. As long as with the group, and it's so similar to what we got going on. I understand it wholly because when you're moving as a 5-man unit, that's a lot more. Hey, I gotta book a couple G's in hotel rooms as opposed to maybe one. It's just it all comes down to business, if you ask me personally. And people would tend to take that as, oh, they broke up, they this, they that. It's just business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's my business.
So where do you I'm taking this out of Jesse's book. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? What's in store, for you over the next little bit?
Oh, man, real estate, owning my own multiple business with generating revenue coming every single day, every single month, passive incomes here, direct to consumer, all that shit, man. I'm trying to really build an empire with this little bit of traction we gained upon this music. With this is the music is cool, but we're really trying to build, and we're trying to get remembered forever for our music as well, but we're trying to be really dope businessmen at the same time, take care of the family first so we can put out more music because that's our first love is this music thing. We just want to keep going with the music. If we don't ever blow up, it is what it is. We're putting in 115, so we've been at this thing for 16-something years, You got to have love for it.
Why else would you be doing it if you didn't?
Exactly. Some people take their whole life to find something that they love and they're passionate about. I was blessed to find out what I loved at a very early age and my fellas, so that's a blessing in itself,
Very much so. Very much so.
Absolutely.
But I also think that's why you've come this far, because your intentions are genuine. You know what I mean? So you're not reaching. There's a lot of artists that are reaching right now, even though they saying that it matters to them. Nah, you're reaching for a certain level of something that ain't got nothing to do with the music.
And that's unsustainable. You burn yourself out like that, or you might get addicted to some weird substance doing that because you're trying to fill a void at that point. You really got to come from a genuine place because a lot of times you're not going to be eating off this music. And so if you're in it for that, you're in it for the wrong reasons.
Sure indeed. Sure indeed.
Absolutely.
I mean, I like to tell people the music is just a commercial. I mean, that's what I tell them about my music. This is just a commercial.
Oh, that's good. I like this.
I mean, it's dope. That's literally, that's how I get, that's like my calling card. You meet that before you meet me. That got me in the dough. But
try to
explain that to a rapper. it's like you're speaking alien, like, bro, like. So I think on a past show, I said something about really, like, I don't care about the numbers anymore. I don't care about the likes anymore. You know, I would rather just collect the royalty. And offline, it was like people, like certain individuals reached out to me like, bro, that's dumb. That was a dumb thing to say. And I was like, you guys are just missing the point. Once you heard the music, like, when's the last time you actually went and bought a CD from somebody? Like, truly just for the sake of it. That's rare.
Ooh,
the only time you buy a CD from somebody is when you're at their show, if they're selling it. So
correct.
A lot of us just don't think in that mentality. No, the music is just, hey, this is me. I exist. Hey, if you like it, cool. Let me sell you whatever I got going on.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know, there's also been instances where, you know, people will DM us, approach us. Hey, this song was really helping me when my wife died. This track right here in particular got me through a real rough plot in my life. And that right there is priceless right there, man. You changed somebody's life for the benefit, you know, because they tie that music to their memories. And that's priceless, man. You can't give a hell. We just got somebody with a tattoo of our name on them the other day. So it's like, it's priceless, that type of, and that's the fulfillment right there. You know what I'm saying? More than anything.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be famous enough to where somebody want to put my name on, you know, tattoo my, you know, my
bro,
name
you,
on their body.
You'd be surprised. Hey, bro, you'd be surprised, though. You know what I mean? That as crazy as it sounds in this day and age where it's not hard to be famous, the biggest question is, what are you famous for? Because
exactly.
You can be famous real easy nowadays. Like, but I don't want to be famous for dumb shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's a lot of rich assholes right now. Like that, you know. Think about it. Most of the people we talk about every day, if we fuck with them or not, they some rich assholes. They rich for dumb shit. They ain't changing. Like, here's a question: You want to stump a rapper? Ask them this: what have you given hip hop besides music?
Ooh, hello.
You want to shut up a smart rapper? Bang! There you go. You want to point out a culture vulture? Boom, there you go.
Right, guaranteed.
It's just,
oh, shit.
I don't know. It's deep, man. It's a whole. I don't. It's weird because it's a deep. You have to be a thinker in a way to even understand why these things matter. You know, why quality matters, why respect matters, why not fucking over people because you can matters.
Right.
You know what
Very
I mean? And
true.
There's a lot of cats that just fuck over people because they have the strength to do it. And like I said, I think in our last show, the music industry is the only industry where somebody could fuck you over, and you got to take that because of the position they're in.
Ain't like, that a bitch? No, that's right.
Yeah, but it's the truth, though, right? it's a wild truth, but you would have to have been – you would have had to have made waves and actually been in some sort of the industry to actually be a part of it or have it have happened to you, you know? And that's – if I've taken away anything from my opportunities is – it's like, wow, this is how y'all really fucking treat people. This is scary as shit. like, oh, wow.
It's a dirty game. That's a damn show. Got
well,
to be
dirty.
On guard. That's...
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
I was just going to say that's why I'm so blessed to be in this self-contained unit of five very talented individuals, man. Because
so
there is a lot of vultures out there.
What are the names of the five members or the four members besides yourself?
Okay, so we have Rain, who actually stays out here in Washington State with me. And then we got my boy Ghost, who's from Canton, Ohio. And then we have L.A., Los Angeles. He's from North Carolina. And then we have Secrets. He's from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, okay.
So we're from all over this motherfucker.
Facts.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't think they were all spread apart so much like that. Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's how we've been working through this whole time.
Your peers don't live next to you if you're smart. Your peers are abroad. If you really want to do something, you know, that's the best advice my mentor ever gave me, man. That's why I stopped chasing local shit and realized, man, I'm bigger than this already.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So the name drop, I got to put my two. Your boy L.A., actually, he opened up once for me when I was on tour.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. He actually set up my first show in D.C. for me.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
He really looked out. Him and his lady. I don't know but they looked out for me, you know. So I always appreciate L.A. because I didn't know how it was going. He actually booked me in D.C., which was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
man, that's dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's dope,
man.
As hell.
Yeah, I think it was like my third national tour. He made that happen for me. So, shout out to L.A.
Hell yeah, L.A. I love you, dog.
Hell yeah, that's a lot of love right there.
Yeah, I was like, it's a small world. That's crazy as shit. Like, I actually got to get him on
crazy.
The show.
Nice. That blowing my mind. I guess we're doing something cool.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, I the crazy thing I heard about Havoc long before I met any of the members. So, if that matters to you, I'll give you that tidbit.
Hell yeah. Well, we put out the Road Ahead back in about 2010. That thing did a little something. It had that wartime on it, that real 8 triplet flow. So that thing was making some noise too, but then we just kind of got caught up in life and had to, you know, reevaluate the situation.
Mm-hmm. Life has its way of doing that to you, huh?
ain't it, man.
What's I say we put on another song here.
Yeah.
We got
play that shit.
Yeah, we got Wake 'Em Up. Now, this is off your stuff, because you do solo stuff, plus you're in the group with Havoc. So this is your solo, right?
This is actually the group stuff. I haven't put out official solo yet. I'm in production of that right now.
Okay.
So this
right.
is
well,
actually
yeah.
off the new album that we have coming out.
Okay, so this is part of the Havoc Gang album. Okay, all right.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with it. All right, so this is Havoc Gang. This is Wake 'Em Up, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. Towns, you just hang with us, man. We'll let this song play through. We'll holler at you again here in just a minute.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to be down for whatever it is, cause I'm checking my account and I don't make enough. I don't wanna get desperate, determined to do it all or whatever been destined. I'm blessed when I'm top 10 best, only rest when I win, and yes, I'm invested in many ways to rock this. Head a room full of doctors, that's the doc when I can leave, cause I feel too locked in my release. Feel like I've been boxed in 6 screens and dotted, but they adopted the doctrine, and now my conscience is talking, saying I should've weighed some more options. But what options did I have when the last train sat on the border? Keep walking, forget it, it's time to get this money. Dues been paid and damn it's bloody. Think about the journey, if it really do concern me, cause the time that it took to get this back. My day ones, my family, my friends, my blood must have dipped. The counterfeits, listen and watch from a distance, ain't some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will I get that money, man? I hope so, yeah, yeah. I've survived worse being broke, so yeah, yeah.
Since they're sleeping on us, waking them up with some deadly intentions. Exactly my sentiments, finding my way in your dreams and turn it into a nightmare.
Yeah, they're sleeping on us, baby. Wake 'em up,
baby, wake 'em up.
Cut my day ones off cause they was faking love. Had to change the recipe, my cake ain't baked
enough.
Yeah, they're sleeping out of bed, we wake them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, sleeping
out. Tryna take what's in my pocket, that's a no-no, yeah, yeah. Tryna one beat dollar like we hard boy, yeah, yeah. Spit that Draco for the ones that's riding out.
That's riding
yeah,
out.
They still sleeping on us, yeah.
Okay, they coming for my proxy. Got they hands on in my pocket. Thought it's slick talk, they can stop it. Just follow my moves, I know y'all watching. In these streets, I'm a nightmare on beats. I hope they got that hypno still, cause they been sleeping on me. Everybody's gonna dick now, acting like they been down. Got me feeling sick as they perpetrate like they wanna be our friends now. I remember way back in the day, it was a struggle to get plays, cause they wanna see us break down. I had some day ones turn they back, but trust I'm good with that. Only got real ones in my circle, make it I think I could with that. See I dream big, grind
grind hard. Create more when the time's hard. It's no stop until I'm in that coffin. Cause it's sink or swim and I'm a lifeguard. So if you wanna come try to pull my card, I know like the game, I'ma try hard. I spit them back, no sidebar. And all my fans, they die hard.
A lot of they wanna say they hate me. A lot of they wanna feel the envy. But when I was struggling, nothing was bubbling. The darkness and coming, I stepped and I stumbled. But pure heart of humble, ready to rumble with MCs. They encourage the mumble, they said that they sold my brother the numbers. No. Trying to say you're the one who I. You already got the skills in the middle with a field with a psycho astronaut. Run a block, run a pound, little likes to rap a lot. Get trash and I rock and it's sure to be heat. Cause I blow that we spit in 6 to 96. So maybe with a 9 to 5. I think you're into the sound that everybody utilizes, but they never gave it the credit about. The affinity of rappers to affinity with the vulnerability. You're distantly good enough to hang. Fuck around and soak up this game and the sound. By the way, but when they know the stack, but we sound with the bones. So I'm ready to give it back. And don't hang the jack over 13 years old.
You gon' recognize or get rolled over. This goes out to all who get cold shoulders. Best not clown around or I'll go with. They'll all float, keep them drowning in these hits. Yeah, they sleep but not understand, we wake them up. Cut my day ones off cause they was faking love. Had to change the recipe, my cake ain't baked enough. Pocket, that's a no-no, Tryna one beat dollar like we all boy, Spit that Draco for the ones that's riding out,
nobody wanna struggle, I'm about the money, gotta get it, give it, never win it now. Put my body to it, limit to get it, fit it, fit it, man in a mission, I'm ready for whatever counts. Gotta give it to cheddar no matter how now. Till I got a lot, I never bow out. Give it to me when I'm making over, come and take it, I can figure what you're thinking, I'ma bow down. I'm about my dough, where it is, I'ma go, get it in, never slow. Gonna get what I'm owed, cause I'm here when I'm told. Everybody, I'm broke, and I'm working every day, and I'm sick, trying to cope when I know. Cash rules everything around me now, I need a boat. Low, gotta go, get money, beyond the common American, I really wanna see all that dough. Flow, gotta see the living legitimate, when I know a lot of shady motherfuckers loving how to. When I'm sick and never getting the kind of shit I got bitch and a bitch and I'm really over it. And better start tripping here in a minute. I'm a cynic. Trying to step up in the business. So it's really been a pick. And when I get it till I'm winning, I'ma kill it. Never stop until I finish. For the money I'm a minute. So you know I'm about to get it. Get it. Non-stop trying to make a dollar out of nothing. I'ma put them working. Never let them hold me down. Always on the hustle by the minute. I'm also the money. More to get low. Gotta grow them out. And until the day that money made its day to us, it's gay to us, it's gay to us. And we just may have to wake them up. Let's wake them up, let's wake them up.
Most of people that wanna hate the real deal. It's gon' cost them a life in this game they play for real, chill.
Someone fuck the brain fluff over the burst of my love. Rub the seat, the garbage, don't look. I'm calling out to me, don't look. Give me your slap shine, then give me a minute to take off and land me your deal. Gone and I'm blasting off of my seat, never coming to back at the club, and that's real. We my thugs, y'all fucked up, tough in the brain so y'all can't hate no more enough. Bring all that I got, now let me spin my way. Hit it with the bomb inside the brain, I step in the game once and I never got a time to do my thing. And it's on guard to me that y'all hate, finna be going away. When I step up, I'm out of my mouth and struggle. Feeling the motherfucker, I'm cool when you die. Then I'm like, I gotta be feeling the pull. Take the force with it, and it's what's real.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Note by Note Radio Show. We are back live with Towns. Towns, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, we got somebody on the line here. We're gonna bring them on here. I got a pretty good feeling. I know who this is here. Yo, Cordell.
Excuse me. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. No, this isn't Cordell. This is Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
I seen that 509. I thought it was Cordell. I apologize, man.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
I apologize.
That's disrespectful. Hey, Boomhauer, what's up, dog?
Who that?
Man, it's Mike, fool.
Oh, what's up, Mike?
Yeah, man, it's your big homie, Mike, the one that put you on your hood.
Word, hell yeah, the one with fish lips.
Yeah. What's up, fool? What you doing, man? How you doing?
What's up, my boy?
chilling, man. I'm about to go get a fade from these good-ass Spokane barbers out here. Jesse knows what's up.
Cordell.
That's what it is. That's what it is, Cordeezy, my kneesy.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Another day, another dollar.
Why you guys so damn quiet? You want me to hang up?
No, we don't want you to hang up.
Why are you so quiet then, fool?
Jesse's got technical difficulties. I can't hear Jesse anymore. I can see him. I can see him talking, but his mic's not coming through.
Yeah, time for a new phone, Jesse. Fuck.
What the fuck? I'm doing this interview while I'm moving couches. My bad, y'all.
This fool must be going. Jesse must go through Getro or something.
What's up, man?
I don't know what he's doing.
Yo, yo.
No, we still got.
Okay, if Jesse's not on, who gives a fuck? What's up, dog? Like, we could keep it going. What's going on, guys?
Oh, not much,
up, man.
Not much. We just got done playing. Just got done playing. Wake 'em up, man.
I know. I'm listening to the whole interview, man. It's pretty dope.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Stack, man, I'm about to I just wanted to call in and say what's up, fool, but hey, man, me and you're gonna catch some fades, man, if you don't shout out our song that we doing, dog.
You know that's why I can't help it in this team.
Say what?
Okay. The side door? I said I can't help it, that's what that thing called, ain't it?
I can't help it, yeah. Yeah.
That real player.
When's that coming out?
I don't know, but it's gonna be coming soon. We're gonna drop a video to that, to it too. It's a dope track, dope record.
Hell yeah! Jesse, you back on now, buddy?
Yeah, I'm back.
There he goes. Okay, we got Jesse back.
Why? What's up with your phone, fool? You gotta switch from Getro to Verizon or something, fool.
I ain't even on the phone. I'm on the computer, bro. Just technical difficulty.
Oh.
You know, damn,
Windows
well.
95.
You know, damn
Windows
well,
95 and shit, huh?
Come on now. You know, I'm the bougiest motherfucker you know. You know, damn well, I ain't fucking no Windows. I ain't afraid to admit I'm the bougiest fuck.
Yeah, he's on DOS. He's typing in the codes. Fuck all this bitch right now.
He's on DOS programming. 1989.
Whatever it is, I'm making it work, though. Don't hate.
Not really, bro. You've already gone off twice.
So we have one day of technical difficulties in this. Fuck Jesse Liz. Okay, I see how it is. Damn.
Yeah, man.
Nobody. Damn.
Get it
man,
together,
I,
Jesse.
I only get one shot? Damn, fuck, man. This is tough.
Get it together, fool. Fuck.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Shaq. Yeah, man, you have a good interview, bro. I just wanted to call in and check in with you guys and say what's up, so.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother.
Hell yeah, fool. And, yeah, stay up. You guys hit me up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir. Will do. Take care, brother.
All right, guys. All right,
later. See
I don't know what that was, but that was payback for something. That was payback for something I put him on the spot on about. I know it is. He didn't wait for that moment because he took advantage. Man.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. No, whatever it is, he know I'm returning that favor if I haven't already given it.
That's for that Mayor of Spokane nickname.
Well, he is the Mayor of Spokane. You can't be mad at that. Okay. Now we know somebody that's cool with Cordell. Now answer me this: if he ran for mayor, you don't think Cordell could win? I'm asking both of y'all.
I think
really.
He definitely could win.
Exactly. I'm not making this shit up. Like, if you've ever been to Spokane and been with Cordell, there's nobody that don't fucking know that dude.
Real talk, 100 million percent.
Like, that's not even a joke. That's facts. When I say if I ever get stranded in Spokane, that's the first thing I'm saying. Take me to Cordell Drake.
Yeah.
Y'all know where to find
Cordell
Drake.
Take me to your leader.
There's no joke in that. I'm dead ass serious. If I ever get some strange reason, I get fucked up and I end up in Spokane watching it, take me to Cordell Drake. Even if the police show up, hey, officer, can you take me to Cordell Drake? Like, I'm serious. Yeah. Like, that's where I'm going. Hey, I ain't talking to nobody but Cordell Drake. That's all I'm doing. Spokane, that's that. Hey, I'll put money on that. I haven't met anybody more influential in Spokane than Cordell. That's just being with the, hanging out with the dude, touring with the dude. Hey, people think I'm joking. I'm serious. He need that kind of respect in this city. He deserves it.
Hell yeah. Well, switching gears here. Let's get back to the
okay,
thing
well, let's
at
do
hand.
Yeah. Why did we switch from Stack to Towns? What is the real big the story behind that?
So when we started again, we was just big fans of Bone, man. I took that moniker, you know, and then when we signed with them, just figured it was the right thing to do. Plus, I wanted to get my own individual without Ality in there and put my last name in there. Makes it easier to sign these checks. Yes,
yeah. I feel you.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. So what's been the most exciting thing so far in your career? What's the most memorable moment so far?
Getting that recognition from legends, man. 3-time Grammy Award winner. You know that's hard. That's hard. Like that's beyond comprehension for me because we never thought that was gonna happen. So, like I said, that's incredible, man. For somebody to reach out, you know, we've been listening to Art of War this whole time. We thinking they gonna hate us, but nah, they love us.
Hell yeah, that's pretty dope.
What's the dopest venue you ever performed at?
One more time.
What is the dopest venue you ever performed at?
I want to say it was out here in Spokane, Washington, at a Twisted Insane show. We opened up for him, and just the sound system was set up properly for choppers and whatnot, and it was just on point, you know. Because a lot of times the sound systems ain't really set up properly, so that's we all about that quality music. So we want you to hear the best quality version of whatever we got coming out, and that was the best one for us for sure. Out here in Spokane, show was mad love, so it's always love in return.
Facts. Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't know. Let me ask you, hey, what's your favorite color, bro? hey, you know me, I'm random, so. Notice I got no reply. Rejected.
He just slapped your question down and said, fuck that.
Yeah, you sure did. So, okay, let me ask you a hard question. Out of your crew, who's the illest?
One more time, brother.
Out of your whole crew, who's the illest?
Oh, that's a tough one. If we're talking about just straight East Coast rules hip-hop, I'd probably have to say Ghost. If we're talking about, you know, mainstream ability and, going out of that box like we were saying before, probably Rain. Mm. If we're going about songwriters and lyrics and all that there, Secrets. If we're going about, you know, just not to sound disrespectful, but just like the goofy stuff, the lighthearted stuff, L.A. So we each got our own individual strengths. Is what I'm trying to say, really.
Okay, so it just depends on the venue or the situation, huh?
Correct, yes, sir. We got a little something for everybody.
I feel you. So what would you, now that you've had some experiences and had some successes, if you could change something about the industry, what would it be?
To make music in the forefront again, and not to have it be just something where you're trying to get money and trying to flex on the gram anymore. Like, I really think, you know, I want to hear another Dear Mama. I want to hear another Changes. I want to hear another Notorious Thugs. You know what I mean? That's why I fell in love with this thing, you know? And that's just, it ain't necessarily happening unless you really, really search for it because there's so much bullshit out here now. And I want the artist to be back in the forefront. And not from no sucker stuff, neither.
Right. I feel you. Hey, that matters. That makes more sense than a little bit.
You know?
I want to ask you, what's your favorite rapper question without asking it? So I'm going to ask it this way. If you could be your idol for a day, who would that be?
I would probably have to give it to Crazy, man. Crazy Bone. Not just because of the rapping stuff, man, just the melodies he chooses, you know, a lot of that is earth, wind, and fire, and turbulations, and I'm always on some oldies. If I'm not bumping rap, I'm bumping oldies, so.
Okay. Being as that man, what would you do with that day? If you could be him for that day, what would you do with that day?
I'd lock myself in the studio and just go crazy. Pretty much. see what I can do, you know.
But you realize them would all be his songs at the end of the day, though, right? Because you him for
yeah,
the
that's
day.
Right. That's, right.
That's dope, though.
You know.
So you would use that talent to create more talent. That's dope.
Absolutely.
Right. So would that be the same for if you could have any collaboration or any feature? Would that be the same answer?
For right now, yep, absolutely. Until we get it, because I already know once we get it, it's going to be next level.
I feel you.
Hell yeah. Moving on up.
So what's next? You got a single project coming, or is it a group project?
I got a solo project coming. All five guys, everybody right now is actually working on a solo, plus the group. I think we've recorded over like 200 songs this past year. So we've just been working, trying to really let the music speak for itself. And now we have a plan for it. It's a lot of boot camp right now. You know, we took that DM series and we just locked ourselves in the studio pretty much. Just kept writing, trying to learn the business side as well, because don't nobody teach you this.
Oh,
you really
got
to learn that thing on your own.
There's no handbook for it.
You know.
As far as with the you know, the bio reads out, are you still slated to release your solo and another group album in that says 2021. You already done that, huh?
Yeah, it may be, you know, I don't wanna get an old favorite excuse right now, but COVID definitely slowed some stuff down. You know, so
make
we just
that
had
excuse.
To, you know, it's gonna take a little longer.
Make that excuse. That's my excuse. COVID fucked up everything for me. I ain't even going.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm talking about my first paid show. I went out there. It was like 300 people deep. Bam, caught COVID. Bam. Put me down for like 2 weeks. I had to, man, I'm lucky I had some money saved up, because that would have been it right there.
Yep, shit. I'd be on tour right now if it wasn't for COVID. So
you feel me?
I ain't
it's
mad at
it. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Everybody's so scared to open venues, and understandably so. It's just like, man, I hope this thing ends pretty soon. Until they come out with COVID-42 or whatever they got next.
Oh, yeah. you know they got something.
You
feel. So speaking of COVID, let's say this. So how do you feel about how the internet has impacted the music business? Since we got to rely on it so much because of COVID now.
It's such a double-edged sword, man. I don't know if y'all seen that the other day when Facebook shut down. That really gave the whole group just a pretty much a wake-up call, like, hey, man. This is cool, but this might be gone.
Yeah, I like that shit when it shut down, actually. I ain't even going to lie. That shit was dope.
You know what
to
I'm
me.
Saying? You got to find other avenues to get it. Because and now they're switching over to this meta thing, and they're starting to censor people for nothing. It's, so, it, you know, just got to keep grinding, find other avenues to promote and meet the people without catching COVID. That's the tricky part right now.
Right. So is that the positive side of the internet or the negative side, in your opinion?
Oh, I'm sorry. So the positive would just be, you know, you can work with people from anywhere. You know, that's a very cool thing, because I can like somebody stuck in, India, and I can make a track with them, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. But it's also, it's giving that instant gratification to where people ain't got to really work that too much hard. They just got to do something with, it's, I guess, provocative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or trolling.
Trolling
is anything that's crazy to me. Them cats used to get beat up where I'm from, but it's a new world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit, they used to get beat up here. They still getting beat up here, to be real with you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Now you just got to make sure you ain't in front of no cameras. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
That's all it is now. You got to be – you can't just be off the cuff no more. You actually got to be smart about your dirty dealings and shit.
You really do, because a motherfucker might go viral off you flipping out on them.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, speaking of venues and stuff opening up, I mean, do you guys have stuff set up? I mean, are you guys slowly getting back into doing shows in your area, or you know, what's the situation like?
We are slowly getting back in there, but we want to make sure that music is on point first and foremost. You know, so we're definitely taking the extra time from this COVID to really just hunker down on that music quality, man. And as soon as we got that product ready, we gonna definitely be out on Front Street. Cruisers, shout out to Cruisers. Cruisers Bar in Post Falls, Idaho. They had us last time. That was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to
the
Factory. The Lucky Lounge, I believe, is another one. It's real cool place.
So you guys, I mean, you guys got something? You guys got shows lined up coming up soon, or?
At the moment, no.
Okay. So let me ask you.
At the moment, no.
Let me ask you a creative question. Being that you guys are choppers, what is the creative process for that? How do you even wrap
practice.
It up? Because okay, like
practice. And okay. I'll talk about. I probably run my roommates crazy. The amount of I practice some of these verses for, because they might be, you know, 3 or 4 pages, but I got to hit every single syllable proper before I feel like it's cool to put it down on wax.
I feel you. So the inspiration just comes from the universe. It just comes from wherever.
Absolutely. I like to always keep my mind pure and, you know, not come from a place of hate or a place of, I don't know, you know, list any of the human emotions. You know, I like to come from a real place of purity so it can just be genuine. You know, I don't like to force nothing. I don't like going in the studio thinking, oh, I'm going to write a club banger. Or I'm going to write this type of song. I just like to let it flow. And if it comes out real fast like that, then so be it.
Right. So what do you like most about your style of music?
Probably just the fact that it's very creative. We always try to get creative with stuff. We're not just putting words together just so it sounds cool. There's actually some bars. There's actually some lyrics in there if you really listen and rewind it a couple times. And it sticks, man. If you really listen to the message, it sticks. And it helps people at some point, you know. So a good distraction is better than a bad one.
I ain't mad at that at all. So what do you admire about other artists that you feel like you need to work on?
Probably my promotion game.
Okay.
Yeah, I see cats killing it on the promotion side right now, but I'm just steadily taking my notes and, you know, see what I can do next round.
I'm
gonna get my collabs in, so if you want to collab, let me know, play up.
No, it's always good, man. As long as it's classic, I'm with it.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna steal another one from Jesse's bag here. Do you have a favorite song that you sing, or is there you got a favorite couple bars in one of your songs?
I can spit y'all some.
Spit that shit.
I got you. I see. I got the knowledge of a scholar and the wisdom of a baller. Kind of cool to order. My temper was getting shorter. Somebody listen for my mechanical advantage. Damage to amateurs. Anybody that really want to get smoked a blunt. Keep it a rear by your front and I'm definitely with the bumping. Make a move and I dump it because I started with nothing. And I'm on hot as the other. My soul compressing. Confessing the murder weapon I stretch. But I'm actually fine. We're loaded calicoes. We're bound to a time we do have to. Actually round. Ripping the bubble. 7 till I'm down. Play with my mind. Keep you fucked up. I trap. I'm at a customer's house. I ain't going crazy. But yeah.
That was enough. You was good. You was good after the first 4 bars with me.
What's that off of?
So this is off of Loaded, which ain't out yet, but it's coming out on the new group album.
Ah, here we go. Note by Note exclusive.
Yes.
You heard it here first.
Exclusive.
You heard it here first.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your cousin, tell them about it. You heard it here first.
Knoxville in the house.
Yeah, I've got this song loaded up here, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit because the video to it is fucking wild, and you guys are all in like an insane asylum in this song. So
yep, so that was all from the brain of Secrets. He's a video director as well. He went to school for it. So he created the newspaper clippings. Every single word was thought out. You know, it tells a whole story if you slow it down and pause it to read the newspaper clippings as well. Like, he's a huge movie buff. So he's, like, really into that cinematography and things of that nature. Went to school for it. Yes, sir.
And it turned out fucking great. I don't know, Jesse, I don't know if you got a chance to watch it this week or not.
Yeah, I checked it out.
Did you? Man, I'll tell you, fucking – and I showed that to – you know, some of my boys, I showed it to my girl. I was like, you got to fucking listen to this. Like, this is really well put together. You look, you know, they're all like in a sane asylum, and you know they got their little files and their, you know, their diagnoses and stuff like that in it, and you know, blah. I just completely just threw me back. I mean, this is fucking awesome, and so I'm gonna play this song, and then when we come back, I wanna kind of maybe just talk about that for a few minutes there, and because this has got all you guys in it, right? I mean, everybody sings on this song, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought
it,
there.
It,
so
except for Ghost is on Wake 'Em Up.
Okay, all right. So, but like I said, this is probably the favorite song, you know, of mine, you know, from what I've listened to and heard and everything like that. So we're going to get right into it there. This is Havoc Gang, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that's the name of the song? Okay. So, or the Havoc. That's the song title. Am I saying it? It's Havoc and then from Havoc Gang.
This is Havoc Gang.
Okay. All right, here we go. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Well, I carry out the blow like a 50 on the low, feeling like an automatic main. What we get in every show, see the money make it grow, step in front and you make it plain. Can I handle when it blows, cause I'm really taking no, and we leave them with bad. I'm watching every minute when I give them that night, like carrying an over. Cope is an order. Don't cross them heavy boys, you just might die today. Your whole rap game's a plow, we know this right away. Cleveland, the city I claim. Better not ever mention my name. Better not get reckless, unaffected, obsessed with my habit. What I carry on the blow, like a 50 on the low, feeling like an automatic main. What we killing every show, see the money make it grow, step in front and you make it slain. Can they handle when they blow, cause I'm really taking no, and we leave them with bad.
Got a heart full of gold with a magic soul. Take a one but a roll, but I pass your bro. Contemplate the situation, factual. With a style so cold, it'll crack your bones. I said we're ready for the war, we'll be at your dome. Compare that bit of fat sass, call me back of home. Even when I'm not ready, I'm ready, holding the static, but dead, energy, the standing minute, give me minute for the set. And it's any way for us to use this. I'm fucking them all for blessed. Cause the cold and the lesson, and these all that you should get the barking back and levels of a parking when I'm breaking, checking your body, decompressing again. City I claim, better not ever mention my name, better not get reckless, don't affect the success of my habit.
With a carry on the blow, like a 50 on the low, feeling like an automatic main. While we killing every show, see the money make it grow, step in front and you make it plain. Can they handle when they roll, cause I'm really taking no, and we leave them with battered brains. Like stack with speaking rain, can't fuck with habit gang. And I'm fucking with the flow, and I don't really know that we about to ignite the game. So we killing every bow, we not taking any more, and we take them out and light the flame. Send the bodies up below, just to take another bow, I'm remote.
Fucking crazy man, I'm never gonna be no innocent.
Gonna be surprised because the life not. Well, I gotta be honest, I hope y'all rot. Never give up raps when you're out of luck. And yards for the backwards, it's a password one.
Rhymes that'll eat you up, give you a verbal elimination when you need one. I'm sick, call me Pepto, need to run. Cause I become a pro, check out 3-1.
Don't diss on me, hard on me, holla me. I don't give a fuck about what you think you ought to be. I give it all of me, tell it all of me. Lines of the heart always calling me, always be calling me, calling me.
Was you just my day-to-day?
Your whole rap game's a ploy, we know this right away.
Let's go!
We
tell the city I claim, better not ever mention my name. Better not get reckless, gonna affect this success with my habit game.
With a carry on the low, like a 50 on the low, feeling like an automatic main. While we killing every show, see the money make it grow, step in front and you make it plain. Can they handle when they roll, cause I'm really taking no, and we leave them with battered brains. Like Steph was speaking rain.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his studio is my boy Jesse Lives.
Yo.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Towns from Havoc.
Havoc gang in the building.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. So talk to us about that song, man.
So that song right there, man, I believe that was a secret proposal. And so you can usually tell in Havoc who created the song because they'll be making the hook as well. That's usually how we run that thing. And so he came to us one day and was like, bro, we got this fire right here. And I was like, all right. So I put a first verse down to it. The group ain't like it. They was like, hell no, that's just trash. And so I had to re-record that thing, and that's what you hear right there.
All right.
Well, it sounds good.
At least you got peers that want to see you at your best, though.
Hell
yeah, because
that
scared to tell you what your shit's right.
I went back and listened to it.
Yeah, because some motherfuckers are going to tell you. They just let you live with it.
Right, exactly. Now I'm looking like a whole asshole on the track with five killers.
Hey, but that'll happen. Motherfuckers will literally let you shoot yourself in the foot. Like, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, that's love, though. That's how you know you got love from your brothers, man.
It really is. Even though it might piss a motherfucker off, boy, but it really is love at the end of the day.
True indeed.
Hell yeah, man. I fucking love that, man. And then the whole video and stuff to go along with it, like, that is some awesome shit right there. I fucking love it.
We appreciate that, brother. I'm going to definitely let Secrets know as well, man. That was pretty much his whole vision, his whole baby, man. He's a very, very talented cat, not just on the music.
Hell yeah. Now, which one is the last guy that raps on that? He just kind of really changes up there right at the end. Which one is that?
So that would be Rain. He's the
Rain.
More falsetto cat. Got the higher pitched voice.
Yeah.
That's Rain. That's who actually approached me way back in the day to be in a group.
Hell yeah.
That we consider him like the front man, like the leader, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah,
so,
man.
He's the RZA of your crew then, huh?
Exactly.
So,
hell yeah.
Being someone that seriously takes pride in his craft, what do you think about mumble rap?
Oh, man. I think, you know, remember back in the day when they had disco?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I think it has its place, but just call it that. You know what I'm saying? Don't call it this hip-hop, this thing that I fell in love with, this thing that I remember my first heartbreak to. You know, call it what it is. It's mumble rap. That's cool. I'm cool with that label. You know what I'm saying? Stay in that box, like we were talking about earlier. Stay in that box, because hip-hop encompasses everything. You know what I'm saying?
True.
If you really
true.
Do it from the heart, you can cross over genres, and it's still going to be hip-hop.
Right, right. That's what I keep saying. Hip-hop is the most welcoming culture, the most welcoming force on the planet.
Yes, sir.
But it's a shame people try to bring their other outside bullshit into it. It's weird, but
right,
that's what motherfuckers
right.
try to do. They try to colonize the fuck out of something that's just pure. Because that's what hip-hop is. It's the purest energy known to man. That's the one thing we could all link up on.
Exactly. And if you've been listening to it your whole life, you could tell when a motherfucker bullshit. Instantly.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even got to explain it. It's weird like that, ain't it?
But that's how you know some of us grew up in the culture, and it's our religion, and other motherfuckers just jumped in because it was popular.
Religion, exactly. Yup.
Yeah. Because that's what it is to me. That's my religion.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What I believe. I mean, because all the morals that are positive in life that have got me ahead, ironically, they fall in line with hip-hop and what it stands
ain't
like, what it truly stands for. You know what I mean? Because
I think my favorite line ever was from Pac. It was, it takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And I feel you.
Yeah.
That should be on a shirt somewhere, Jesse.
It should
be on a shirt and be like hip hop is
actually,
my religion.
that's my 2022 run. It actually is. You're in my mind. Yeah, it's on my 22 run. That's why I ain't dropped nothing. I'm letting COVID was a blessing to me because it made me have to slow the fuck down. And so
right.
And this is what I don't think people did. Like I took this time. That's why I've been quiet, because I took this time to one get and to really say okay. What the fuck do I really want to do at this point? I've kind of done everything. So how do I maximize what I'm doing so I'm not just running in place? Because, like, I don't want to be the guy that's doing the small bar tours for the rest of his career. And if I do it, it's because I'm doing something special for my fans. But how do I create that,
right.
that space? So all my clothing runs, shit, my music, all of that, I just said, you know what, fuck it. Let's just really sit down and take our motherfucking time and just really plan this out and say, okay, this is going to be fall 22. This is going to be spring 22. This is winter. This is summer. This is whatever, whatever. So that's how I looked at it. So when everybody was running, touring, risking fucking catching the plague, I was like, ha ha, joke's on you. Because when you motherfuckers is all, you know, on IR.
Yeah,
you know
yeah. Man?
So, but that's just me. I know everybody sees it different. That's just me. I didn't want to piecemeal my shit. I wanted my shit to drop. I like my shit to the Acme Amble. When I drop my shit, I like that. Boom, Acme Amble. There you go. Deal with it. You know what I mean? So
a complete thought.
Yeah, but I think that's what it should. But also, that's how I was groomed to play the game. My mentorship is about think first, act second, plan first, move second. So. I got back to that because I realized I had a lot of dead weight hanging around my neck because I was moving so fast because of everything that was going on and all the opportunities that were coming to me.
Right. Now, that dead weight get heavy real quick.
Yeah. And you become the bad guy. That's the weirdest shit. It's like, bro, I was carrying your fucking ass. How am I the asshole? But, hey.
Right. Trying to bring you up. And
right.
I feel you, bro. I feel you on that.
You know, I could say 99.9999% of my ops are motherfuckers I gave the most game to. Which is crazy.
It's so
as fuck.
Wicked out here. It's so but wicked out here because I feel you on that.
But if you mention my name, fuck that motherfucker. You know, like it's like, bro, like I literally changed your life, bro. What do you mean? You wasn't even thinking about this shit before you met me. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you was a fucking bum. Then you blew up. Now I can't tell you shit. Okay, cool.
Oh, ungrateful motherfucker.
So, well, you said you like old school, right? So, what era do you believe is the best? 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Or man, I would 60s, have to 70s. Say that late 70s into that 80s, man, when you got that Earth, Wind, and Fire, that James Brown was in that 70s. You know, man, we can go Al Green. We can go Atlantic Star. We can really go deep. Sade in the 90s. You know what, man? I love it all, man. I'm really into that old school shit, especially when I'm with my old lady. You already know.
Hey, you need that right frequency to win. Frequency is everything.
I know that's
especially
right.
You're dealing with your lady. Like, you need that frequency.
Hello.
Trap music gonna fuck your shit up. Hey, side right. note, this ain't got nothing to do with the show. Trap music, fucking Nicki, Cardi, Megan, that's gonna fuck your play up, bro. You better play something else. That's gonna have her ready to kick you out. You better play some sexy shit, as my mom would say.
For
that's
real.
How Mama always say, you better put on that sexy shit, son. That ain't gonna win. That ain't gonna get you to the phone. Hey, my mom's the realest motherfucker I know. That's how she ain't. Put on that sexy shit, boy. That shit over there ain't gonna work. Put on some sexy shit.
I know that's right. Shout out to Mom.
Yeah, for real.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, that's true. That is to me, I agree. But I think that's also when music was music and musicians were musicians.
Exactly,
yeah,
man.
You know?
I listen to Devotion probably every day.
Ah, yes.
You know?
Yes. It's a big song.
Yeah, I think there was a lot more heart and soul put into music back then, you know, and you know, not knocking music today, you know, but I think there's been a loss of that, you know, you can use you know, mumble rap as we just talked about as an example of it, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't, you know.
I really
don't feel like there's a whole bunch of heart and soul in mumble rap, you know. You know, and I think it takes away and you know, you get so many different artists and they're all talking about the same thing. You know what I'm saying? They're all talking about money, hoes, and cars and houses and, you know, this and that and everything like that. And there's not a whole bunch of just being real,
right.
You know, in it.
You know, and that makes these kids think that shit is obtainable. And you know, just like I know, that game is over, man. That game was over probably 2010, man. Everybody out here telling on everybody, you can't cook up dope with a Uzi no more, man.
Facts. I love to tell the biggest dope boys I know look nothing like you, bro. They don't look a fucking thing like you. But you know, but in their defense, I think the difference, the struggle ain't there no more. They don't have to, because back then those people were literally writing music to fucking pay their rent. Literally, that was it. If this
exactly,
don't work,
right,
I
right.
might as well put a gun in my mouth. That's what they was on. Like these
right,
motherfuckers,
right,
you could do that and just say it was a phase. Now we've seen it. We've seen people come into
this
genre and literally say, "Oh, that was my urban phase. Now let me go back to country music, or let me go back to my roots."
For real, bro.
Like,
I said, man, if you don't get your clown ass out, man, I'll feel you on that.
Right. Or, you know, look, it's weird, but we don't even look at it. We don't even realize that. Like, we stand on certain people's shoulders, and that's the problem. Like, because back then, they couldn't go direct to consumer. They couldn't take the music and give it directly to the customer. They had to go through the mob. You know what I mean? Because let's be real. Back then, that was the mob running the music industry.
Right.
Shit, they still do run it in some ways. Like,
still connected to the industrial prison complex, telling them to make that music in some cases.
Right. So the desperation that makes greatness or the pressure that creates the diamond, it's not there. Like, we're in the age of fragility. They even got words for it, fragility. Like, you know what I mean? That wasn't a human word. I never remember my parents saying, "Oh, he's fragile." Never. I was like, bro, you're like, people actually say, "Well, I'm just fragile." What do you mean you fragile? Like, okay, that's real different. You want to be known as easily broken? I guess so.
Right. That's crazy to me. How can you believe in that when something's hard, you know?
Yeah, so I think that's the disconnect that sometimes isn't fair to them, because, you know, a lot of people, as parents, now I don't have children, but you hear parents say all the time, "I want my kids to have what I didn't have," but the struggle is what made you who you were. I mean, that's why I appreciate my parents. My parents will tell me all the time, yeah, like, yeah, we're all off, motherfucker. You broke. Like, they'll say that hella quick. Like, don't ask us for shit. You broke. We cool, but I don't know about you. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm all right. You know, I appreciate that because it made me have to go get it and understand the value of a thing. You know, I don't think, you know, many people understand the value of anything anymore because everything is possible. You don't have to hustle for nothing, and it's everybody else's fault but yours. So, fuck.
Ain't that soon.
So, wait, we got any more songs for this man? Yeah.
Do what?
We got any more songs for this young man?
No, we do got one more. It's Ebola, but it only came through as a minute and 33. I don't know if that's the whole song or not, though,
yeah,
Towns.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
all right.
It. It's just a little quick ride out to let the fans know I love them.
Okay. All right. So let me see here. Where is it at? It's down here towards the bottom. There we go. All right. Yeah. So this is Ebola, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so here we go. We're gonna play
keep
this,
that shit over there. I don't want none of that. Keep that over there with Cole.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be back here in about a minute and a half. Ladies and gentlemen, stick with us, and we'll wrap it up with Towns. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Back. That was Ebola.
Yes, sir. Times to have in the building.
He done hit us with the Ebola. God damn it.
When you swing in front of the shoulders, hello.
You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm just going to have to run, dog. Fuck that.
I got to go. Don't want to come through the speak, you know, into the headphones
Hey, I'm a grown ass man. I'm gonna live to fight another day. That motherfucker got the Ebola. Yeah, we gonna have to regroup.
Man, I'm not gonna come something a little more deadly to COVID, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. Like I'm just saying. In the midst of that battle, yeah, bro. I'm not gonna crash dummy my squad. Y'all can have that. The OG once told me, hey, let's regroup and we gotta work this one out.
No, fellas, I appreciate y'all having me here.
Yeah, man, we really appreciate you having you coming on and giving us your time, man. I know you were, you know, you were working when we first started, and, you know, then you said you was moving some couches, you know, so busy life, busy life, man. I really appreciate the time, you know, that you've given us here, you know, learn a little bit about you and, you know, hear your music and stuff like that. And I hope everything really stays up for you, man, for real.
Yes, sir. And I damn sure appreciate that.
Yeah.
For sure.
While Havoc was playing there, I hope that's all right. I put it on the link to the video on our page on Note by Note. So I hope that's all right, man. Just trying to spread that out and, you know, anybody who's listening, you know, can go watch that video and check it out, man, because that was really a dope video, man. I really love that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We appreciate that, brother, for real.
All right. You got any goodbyes you want to say there, Mr. Jesse?
Nah, you said it all. You goddamn rumor and shit.
Well, you know, I don't know, man. I just, you know, doing my thing.
Hey, when you say what needs to be said, all I need to do is be like, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, Townsman, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Keep that realness in your heart. Keep that love in your heart at all times. Don't let this money blind you. Don't let these little funky assholes blind you. Keep on your motherfucking mission, homeboy. You're going to make it. And that's to whoever need to hear that one.
Big facts.
Hell yeah. All right. Again, Towns, thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time today, man. We hope to hear from you soon and more from the Havoc Gang. Good luck to you guys, man, for real. Make it big. Don't forget about the little people.
Yes, sir. We'll
just
stay in contact.
Tell LA I said what's up and holler at me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Mo Thug in the building. Have the gang in the building. Yes, sir. Fuck with y'all boys.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. You have a great night and great weekend. Here we go. Hell yeah, man. Pretty successful. Yeah, he called in right on time, too. But.
Hey, everybody, the routine is getting in play. People are figuring it out.
Everybody was on time today but you.
Shit happens. I can't control traffic.
Fucking Cali traffic. Well,
and then my matrix wanted to glitch over here.
Yeah, that's what I said when I had Dan come up. I was like, man, he's caught in traffic, man. So I need you up here just for a few minutes, you know. Help me open up the show. So we just kind of bullshitted for a few minutes.
Then we had the bald-headed boy wonder insinuating that I would ever use a Getro phone. What the fuck? Where are you from? Where they do that at? Never in my life. I am appalled.
Oh, man.
Actually, let me shut up. You're right. I do use a Getro. I'm broke. Sorry. Let me shut up. You're right. I don't even use a Getro. I use smoke signals. That's how broke I am. That's what we're going to do. I can't even believe that. But, yeah.
That was great talking to him, man. And I hope we can, if we can't get them all on together, at least talking to the guys individually, you know.
Right. Right.
I hope we can set those interviews up, man. Because I'd really like to, hear the whole story, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be dope.
Get all pieces, you know, all the pieces of the puzzle, and I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, you get to see the making of the band type shit. That's kind of dope when you think about it.
That's yeah. We should definitely try to look into that. You know, like I said, if we can't have them all on at once, have them on individually. You know, talk about their lives and their music, just like we did with Towns tonight, man. That'd be a cool series, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, do like a Havoc Gang series. You know, have them all lined up back to back every week. You know. And have one on and talk with them. That'd be pretty cool. I'd like that. Hell yeah.
Well, shit, let's make that happen.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we'll get to put that in the works. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly appreciate you joining with us tonight, being a part of the, the roller coaster ride that is Note by Note Radio Show. What are you laughing about?
I just figured out what was on your shirt. I've been staring at it like a stalker for the whole show. Like,
oh.
Like, what the fuck does that mean? I felt illiterate as fuck trying to read it.
Why didn't you just ask me?
Because I didn't want to be like, "Hey, bro, what's on your shirt?" I didn't even know how to approach that shit. Like, first shit, how do you ask that? Like, "Hey, bro, what's on your shirt?" Like, that could go really wrong really fast. Like,
Well, so for those of you who can't see me right now, there's a big I, and then next to the I is a DK for I don't know. And then there's a DC underneath that for I don't care. And then underneath that is DGAF for I don't give a fuck. So I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. And it's a brand new shirt, man. It's the first time I've worn it. My girl just ordered it for me. She got me and her both one.
That's fire.
Because that's kind of our life. Like, I don't know. Hey. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah. At this point,
I had this lady at work, man. I had this lady working. I wasn't even working on her truck. Like, there was another technician working on her truck and everything like that. And every fucking 5 minutes, man, she's asking me questions about her truck and this and that and this and that. And I'm like,
oh my God.
And this is exactly what I wanted to tell her. I don't know. I don't care. And I don't give a fuck because I'm not working on your truck. Somebody else is. Go talk to that technician. If he can't answer your question, then you can come holler at me. And I ain't trying to be rude, but I was doing other shit at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had another truck. I was, you know, I had the computer hooked up to it trying to figure out what the fuck was going wrong with it. And it's like, leave me the fuck alone a minute. Like, I'm doing my shit here. Like, let me do my shit, my job on this truck. And I ain't working on your shit.
Yeah. It's weird how people act like they don't have jobs. That's what always weird to me. People never act like they have a job where they want people to be cool with them. Like, it's like you go from wanting to be treated fairly as an employee but being a dipshit customer. How the fuck does that – how do you even turn that part of your brain off? Like, when you got people scared to help you. I don't know.
My fucking brain. What goes through people's head that you can just they'll just walk up to you. Like, you'll be in the middle of doing an oil change or something like that, and they'll just walk up. Hey, man, let me ask you a question real quick. And you can't be like, no, dude, fuck you, I'm working. You know, you can't be like that to them because, you know, then you get rode up and all that dumb shit. But, like, there's lack of respect, I guess, for what the fuck is going on. Like, you got a question, you know, go in the office, talk. If they can have, you know, they can pull away a technician, you know, to answer a question for you real quick, you know, on a job that you don't just walk the fuck up and be like, hey, you know, and just stop, you know. Just in the middle of what this person's doing, in the middle of their job, but just, hey, let me talk to you real quick. I'm getting paid to work on this truck right here. Like, I've got to concentrate on what the fuck I'm doing. So
yeah, less about you, more about me. Stop what you're doing. Pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Me, instant gratification. It's really spoiled the fuck out of people. But, you know, it is what it is.
That's
life for you, though. Not everybody's going to learn.
Nope.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to wrap this up tonight. Again, thank you for being a part of the roller coaster tonight.
Thank you.
We want to give a big shout out to Towns for coming on, a.k.a. Steak, a.k.a. a whole bunch of stuff. And
I think it was Stack, not Steak.
Stack. Oh, okay. My bad. I do apologize. I think I you are absolutely right.
I'm just trying. You know, I don't know who Mike was, but he was telling you were disrespectful because you didn't know who he was. Like, who the fuck was Mike again? How are you supposed to know who the fuck he is?
I don't know. Are we sure that was Mike? Because
I think that was Cordell.
It sounded like fucking Cordell. Like, I thought for sure it was fucking Cordell. But,
yeah, I was just getting my shit back together, but I really wanted to be like, dude, who the fuck are you? You called this man show talking about like, what? I just didn't have my shit wasn't working. That's what I was gonna say. Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy? Get him out of here, man.
I think we were getting played a little bit there. I mean, maybe I'm not. Maybe there is a guy named Mike, but I for sure it was fucking Cordell by looking at that number that was on the screen. But it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody stay safe. Have a wonderful weekend. And as always, keep your hearts open and your radios up, please. Find out some good music out there. Yeah, don't just go by that mainstream. You know, go out and search for good music. It's out there. You know, go to YouTube, type any random thing in, you know, and find somebody new to listen to. Check them out, you know. If you don't like them, move on to the next one, you know.
You're
bound to find somebody and some sort of genre that you enjoy, you know.
True.
So you know, keep your ear to the ground. Don't just let your radio, you know, your AM/FM dial radio, your mainstream shit, dictate what you listen to. You know,
right?
Because
the
they're
bars
gonna,
before the bullshit.
Exactly.
Put the bars
exactly.
before the bullshit.
Please, I like that.
We need you to us independent artists. We need that. That's what's gonna keep us in the game. Is put the quality over the quantity, please.
That should be bars over bullshit. That should be another T-shirt too. I'm just throwing that out there.
Actually, that's already a www.jessielives.com. You'll find it right there.
Fuck
that
yeah,
already
really?
Exists.
That's
I did a whole
badass,
tour,
bro. That's badass.
I did a whole tour called the Bars Over Bullshit Tour. That was literally my last tour, the Bars Over Bullshit Tour.
I'm gonna need you to ship me one out. I wear a 2X, all right? And
I got you.
I'll send you the money for it. You just let me know, okay?
You don't got to send me shit. I got you.
Okay. All right, man. I'll fucking throw that shit on, man. You know why I will. I'll fucking stunt with that shit, man, for real. Bars over bullshit.
I got you.
Hell yeah. All right, man. Jesse, take care. Have a great weekend. Everybody have a great weekend out there. Be safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Next week.